Hey, as I promised you, one of the authors and baseball historians that I have really, really enjoyed over the years, he was with us. Yeah, he reminded me probably about 8 or 9 years ago. But he's a baseball writer and historian. And these books that he puts together, they're 225, 230 beautiful black and white photographs of certain players from certain teams. And Mark will tell you about it, how he does it. But the commentary on the player, it's almost like reading the back of a baseball card, and it's just interesting to see what the player who's pictured has accomplished in baseball and where he may be today. And I said, boy, with the season coming up, I want to get him back on for everybody because we're always looking for gifts and for interesting things that I haven't seen before, and Mark Stang really gets it done. Mark, nice to have you on the show today.
Hey, Marty, how are you, sir?
Well, we're doing great, and I'm glad to have you on. And with that buildup, tell the fans a little bit of how you approach these books that you put together and the beautiful photographs and commentary you put out there, and also the teams that you've covered so far.
Well, over the course of the last 15 years, as you said, I've done 8 what I call coffee table photo team history books, covering each franchise's history for the complete duration of the 20th century. So in the case of the Phillies, the Red Sox, the Athletics, the Indians, the Reds, the Cubs, the Cardinals, the old Washington Senators, I've basically done 8 of the original 16 franchises. And each one of the books covers not only players and managers, but team owners and broadcasters as well. So we kind of weave together a tapestry through the use of all the black and white photographs that you noted, and then put together a commentary which in some cases is not strictly about what the player did while he was with the club. A lot of it and a lot of the people that end up in each of these books are really in the book because they may have had a more interesting tragic career, if you will, off the field or after they retired. So we try to build in some surprises into each of the books.
Well, I love it. Mark Stang is with us. And, Mark, you listed the teams. And, really, I love these books, I must tell you. And I was reading over the winter. I pulled some of them out again. I said, God, I got to catch up with Mark. And sure enough, you had done about 3 or 4 more since I had talked to you before. Where do you get the photographs from? Because there's some that, as I say, I've seen just about every photograph in Major League history. And all of a sudden I pick up your books and they're photographs I have not seen before, one of which just jumped out of me this morning of Dwight Eisenhower throwing out a first pitch at a Washington Senators game in the 50s. And the look on Eisenhower's face, I mean, he is so intent on throwing the ball out. I really enjoyed that one. But where do you find these pictures?
Well, it's interesting you should note that Eisenhower photograph. That's kind of emblematic of the goal that I set for each of these projects, and that is twofold. One, I want photographs that even the most diehard, longtime fanatical fan of a particular team is going to say, gee, I've never seen that photograph before. And so I look in generally about 12 to 15 public and private photo archives all over the country. I travel extensively to run down not only photographs from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, where I spend a week each year culling through their collection, finding what I think are the best of the best. For many years, when I first started doing these books, I had access to the photo morgue of the Sporting News in St. Louis. There are private photo collectors who collect vintage baseball photography that I've developed a relationship with, and I'm able to get access to their collections. And then generally there is an afternoon newspaper in each of these cities, which probably went out of business sometime in the 1980s. And generally their photo morgue is at a local university or library. So between those and some of the gum card photographers who've been shooting in Florida since the 70s, I kind of stitch together what I think are the most interesting photographs and couple them up with stories and anecdotes about the players that I think even the most diehard fan is probably not going to know.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I kid you not. And, you know, I've done the show for many years, and I enjoy this aspect of baseball. And these books are clearly – unique, and you just described it very well. Mark Stang is with us. He is the author and puts these books together. Mark, where does one get the books? I know people are going to be interested in hearing your interview today. How do they go about finding your books and ordering them?
Well, there's two simple ways, Marty. You can go to any of the major online booksellers, BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com. A couple of the earlier titles are at this point out of print, but all of them are available. All nine titles that I've done are available through my personal website. And if I can put in a plug for that, your listeners can go to Mark Stang, and it's S-T-A-N-G, Stang, markstangbaseballbooks.com. And the website has an interactive trivia quiz on each of the franchises. You can test your baseball knowledge and see how you stack up. There are sample photos from each of the books. There is a baseball blog that I write, which people may find of interest. But if they go to markstangbaseballbooks.com, any of the books are available there. They're discounted. They'll be sent out as an autograph copy. They can be personalized if you want to give them as a gift. And the shipping is free. So we try to make it easy for people.
Yeah, beautiful. It's great, and I encourage everyone to do it. Now, we have such an audience of Giants fans here, and with three World Series in 5 years, and I love to keep the history of the New York Giants alive, and the franchise does it as well. Larry Bear, Mario Alioto, Russ Stanley, they do a great job in keeping the franchise history alive. How about a book on the New York Giants or San Francisco Giants?
Well, you know, secretly, one of the passions that I've had for some time, and I've been assembling the photos and a lot of the material that I need, is before I'm done with the last of this series, whenever that is, I'd like to put together a book on the history of the Giants from their time at the Polo Grounds before the move west at the end of 1957. And I think that the McGraw years produced not only a lot of World Series appearances, but a lot of Hall of Fame caliber players, all the way up through, obviously, the historic seasons in 1951 and 1954 with a young Willie Mays. So I think that people in the Bay Area would be interested to see my treatment on Christy Mathewson and Mel Ott and Travis Jackson, and a lot of the great players who plied their trade in New York before the team ever came west. So that's out there, and before I'm done, I think I'm going to make it a point to get that one included in the series.
Wow, terrific. Mark, is there a favorite book that you've put together? You know, maybe you want to list the names of the teams again of the original 16, and then give us your favorite.
Well, in the order that they were produced, it's the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Indians, Chicago Cubs, St. Louis Cardinals, the old Washington Senators, the old Philadelphia Athletics before they moved west to Kansas City, the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Boston Red Sox. So those are the eight franchises that I've currently got available. The next one will probably be the Braves, covering not only the years in Boston and Milwaukee, but Atlanta as well. And I would say it's like somebody says, which one of your kids is your favorite? You know,
really?
Each one of these projects has been unique, and each one of them presents special challenges. I do have to say I have a special place in my heart for the book I did on the Connie Max Philadelphia Athletics. I'm a member of SABRE, have been for more than 20 years, the Society for American Baseball Research. Putting together that treatment on the A's was kind of a labor of love for me because I was a member of the Philadelphia Athletics Historical Society. And I just I thought that team had never really gotten its due, especially the period from 29 to 31 when they eclipsed the Yankees as the best franchise in the American League and went to the World Series three straight times. So I think of all of them, it's not the most recent book, but it may be the one I had the most fun doing.
Oh, terrific. Boy, they're great. They really are excellent books. And I know if you get a chance, folks, to get one or to look at it, you'll get a lot of fun out of it as much as I did. Mark, one more time, the personal website, and then we'll say goodbye.
It's Mark Stang, baseballbooks, all one word, .com. And they can order the books on there, credit card or PayPal. The shipping is free. If you want them personalized, you can have that done for gift giving. Father's Day isn't that far down the pike, so there's a shameless plug for me, Marty.
Okay, all right. Hey, you deserve it. It's well done. Mark, thanks so much for being on.
Marty, my pleasure. Thank you, sir, and good luck to you and the Giants this season.
All right, maybe 4 out of 6. That won't be so bad. We'll see.
That wouldn't be so bad.
All right, thanks, Mark. Thank you so much. All right, that is Mark Stang. Boy, I'm glad to bring these things to the fans, but, you know, I've seen pictures my whole life of baseball. I pick these books up, and they're different. They really are. Really a pleasure.